Scientists say the virus that causes AIDS is developing resistance to anti-HIV drugs at an alarming rate. They offer evidence of the trend in this week's New England Journal of Medicine. As NPR's Joanne Silberner reports, the finding is likely to make treatment more difficult and more expensive.
Since the first antiviral treatment for AIDS was approved in 1987, scientists have worried about HIV mutating into a form that's less vulnerable to drugs. First, they saw that happen in people who'd been treated a long time. The big question was, how quickly would drug-resistant viruses spread? 7 years ago, Dr. Susan Little of the University of California at San Diego began a study to answer that question.
At the beginning of the study period in 1995, drug resistance in newly infected people was detected in, 1-3% of people.
For 5 years, Little and other researchers across North America continued using a variety of tests to check new patients.
Over the course of the study period, newly infected people identified in 1999-2000, the frequency of drug resistance detection went up to, depending on which methodology was being used, 12, 15, 18, 22%.
That means as many as 1 in 5 Americans newly infected with HIV is carrying a virus that is less vulnerable to one or more of the most commonly used drugs. The resistance itself didn't surprise Dr. Roger Pomerantz, head of infectious diseases at Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia.
We've seen resistance develop to tuberculosis, to staphylococcus. That's what bacteria and viruses do. They develop resistance. HIV is just falling into the microbiological world and doing what they all do.
But it's happening a lot more rapidly than Pomerantz and other scientists expected. He says that's an unwelcome surprise. People were hoping the resistant viruses wouldn't spread that easily.
It's a high amount, and it's going to get higher, just like we've seen, again, using examples of other bacteria and other viruses. If you don't eradicate the disease, that's what happens.
Susan Little says drug resistance presents a problem for doctors and patients.
It may severely limit the number of treatment choices they have available to them.
So doctors may have to turn to more expensive or more dangerous drugs. And even these treatments may take longer to begin working. They may lose their effectiveness sooner because HIV strains that have developed resistance to one drug may be quicker to outwit others. The finding also adds a new step before treatment begins. Again, Roger Pomerantz.
What it means is that we have to now, as the authors say in the article, test patients when they're newly infected, which we didn't do before.
The test isn't cheap. It costs anywhere from $250 to $1,000, depending on how it's done. One reason resistance arises in the first place is that some people don't take a full and regular dose of anti-HIV drugs. The virus sees the drugs at non-lethal levels and has a chance to find a way around them. That means resistance could be a big problem in developing countries, says Pomerantz.
In other parts of the world where there may be even less ability to get large amounts of drugs consistently, to take it adherently, you might actually get more rather than less resistance, but it's not studied yet.
The specter of resistance in developing countries and North America puts the burden on AIDS researchers to continually develop new drugs to replace those that have lost their effectiveness. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.